This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Kent State University says it plans to fire a controversial professor who admitted to lying to federal investigators. History professor Julio Pino pleaded guilty Thursday to making false statements to the FBI. Investigators say Pino told the FBI in 2016 he didn't know a Facebook friend who made online threats against a judge in a child custody case. Pino had already come under scrutiny for anti-Semitic writings and an anti-Israeli outburst. Pino has been suspended from the university and is banned from campus, and the university says it's taking steps to terminate him. Democratic candidate for Governor Dennis Kucinich says he will return a speaking fee paid to him by a pro-Syrian government group. In state ethics filings, Kucinich originally failed to disclose a $20,000 speaking fee from a group that includes the Syria Solidarity Movement, which supports Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Kucinich has called the organization a civil rights advocacy group. In a letter to the Plain Dealer editorial board, Kucinich said the failure to disclose the fee was unintentional. Kucinich did not apologize for taking the money and denied supporting the Assad regime. Three Ohioans are among the 84 people across the U.S. sickened by bacteria-tainted lettuce. The Centers for Disease Control on Thursday added the third Ohioan, a woman from the Youngstown area. A nationwide recall of romaine lettuce went into effect last week after E. coli contamination was discovered on whole and chopped lettuce. No deaths have been reported, but more than 40 people have been hospitalized. Attorney General Mike DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor spent almost $10 million combined since December in their bitter fight for Ohio's Republican gubernatorial nomination. Campaign finance reports show the two spending about the same, roughly $5 million each. DeWine still ended the period with a whopping $7.4 million in the bank, headed into the May 8th primary. That's more than four times the $1.6 million that Democratic candidate Richard Cordray reported having on hand. Democratic contender Dennis Kucinich has $275,000 available, while Democrat Joe Schiavone has $73,000 in the bank. A man accused of wounding two police officers during a shootout at a Cleveland area car dealership has been sentenced to more than 44 years in prison. 31-year-old Timothy Schmidt of Willoughby Hills, who was also injured in the September shootout, has said he was heavily medicated at the time. The Cleveland Browns selected Oklahoma quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield with their number one pick in last night's NFL draft. It was a surprising move that WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto says is a gamble for Browns general manager John Dorsey. Dorsey has defended the move.
John Dorsey, when it was there in Berea, came out and said that this guy is not only a really good football player, he's a winner, he's smart, he earned everything that he's gotten. And I think the Browns are sticking himself out there saying, look, this is the quarterback we think could really change things here.
Mayfield's fiery personality has drawn comparisons to controversial former Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel. The Browns have already named Tyrod Taylor their starter as Mayfield develops. This is WKSU.